When Am Yisrael accepted the Torah with the words Nasa v'Nishma, this was a major event, as we all know. The Gemara in Shabbos actually tells us that for saying Nasa v'Nishma, we all received two crowns. Immediately, Malachim came down and gave all of Am Yisrael two crowns. But the Gemara doesn't just say when they said Nasa v'Nishma. The Gemara's Lashon, the Beis HaLevi points out, is the Gemara's Lashon is B'sha shehikdimu Yisrael Nasa l'Nishma. It's when we put Nasa before Nishma. That was what was so significant. It wasn't just that we accepted the Torah, and according to the other Mamre Chazal, all the other nations refused based on what was in it, and we didn't ask what was in it, and we wanted to do the Torah no matter what. No. The Chiddush was that we said Nasa before Nishma. So says the Beis HaLevi, what was so great about saying Nasa before Nishma? And he said, to answer that, we have to understand what the difference is between Nasa and Nishma, and why it's such a Chiddush to say Nasa before Nishma rather than Nishma v'Nasa. So the Beis HaLevi points to a Zohar. The Zohar tells us that Nasa is that we will do the mitzvot of the Torah. Nishma is that we will learn the Torah. Okay, so what's the Chiddush? That we'll do the Torah before we learn the Torah? That can't be it. So he said there's actually two levels in Torah learning. There's a level of learning Torah in order to know how to keep the Torah. As Pirkei Avos says, Lo Am Haaretz Chassid. How could you possibly keep all the mitzvah? How could you keep any mitzvah without learning how to do it? That's clearly part of it. So that learning in order to do the mitzvah is included in the Nasa, I'm going to do the mitzvah. The fact that we said Nishma means we're going to learn Torah. We're saying even not connected to know how to do the mitzvah, we are accepting upon ourselves the mitzvah of learning Torah. Learning Torah Lishma, even not in order just to know how to do the mitzvah. The first kind of learning in order how to do the mitzvah applies to everyone, men and women, without getting in, without opening a bag of worms, ain't kan makom laharich. But the Beis HaLevi Shita, as you can see here in this piece, as well in his Shut of the Beis HaLevi, I think it's Vav or Zayin, he has a whole piece on women in Talmud Torah, but he says, mikom makom, women are mukhiyavah l'ilmod b'mitzvah r'nogot behen. They have to learn Torah too. Their chiyuv Talmud Torah, though, is limited to knowing all the rules and details and exactly how to do the mitzvah that they have to do. Just like everyone has to know how to do any mitzvah they have to do. If you have to do a mitzvah, it's impossible to know how to do the mitzvah unless you learn about it. So everyone is mechuyev to learn to do the mitzvah and all its details. But beyond that, for women in the Beis HaLevi's view, there's no view in Talmud Torah per se. Rav Amital in Maritz and the Talmud Vnei Adam points out that that's in terms of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah itself, but just like they're mechuyava to learn for the sake of knowing how to do the mitzvah, they might also be mechuyava to learn Torah as part of their avodas Hashem. That's also espoused in Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal's famous sicha that he gave at the opening of Mayanot High School, well publicized on the internet if you want to read it, well worth a read. So that's a tangent. The Beis HaLevi's view is that the women are mechuyavot only to learn the mitzvah that they know how to do. It's a view of many of the poskim in previous generations. So the Beis HaLevi says that's what women have to do. That's the nasa. The nishma, the anashim, have another mala here that they have a separate mitzvah ratzei of learning that is not just about the tachlit of knowing how to do a mitzvah. It's learning for the sake of learning. And that learning is itself a mitzvah. In his words, Kemo hanacha tefillin. Just like we put on tefillin, we get a mitzvah. So when we learn Torah, we get a mitzvah. Not just that we know how to put on tefillin, but just learning the Torah is itself a mitzvah. The bet bechinot, the tzvei dinim here, is there's one kind of learning in order to just learn how to do a mitzvah, and there's a separate kind of learning. Just learning Torah lishma, learning for the sake of learning, for being involved in learning, being osik in learning. That's the second mitzvah. That's the nasa, is the knowing how to do the mitzvah, because we're agreeing to do the mitzvah. How can we agree to do the mitzvah? We have to learn about them. Nishma, we're going to learn Torah, also not for the purpose of doing mitzvah. We're going to learn Torah for its own sake. He says, this explains the Gemara Menachot Tzaditet, where Ben Dama asked his uncle, Rabbi Yishmael, he says, I learned all the Torah, so now can I learn Chachma Yevanit? So what does he tell him? Go find a time. Say b'dok shash ain a lo yom v'lo laila. The Torah says v'kita bo yomam v'laila. So if it's not yom or not laila, you can go learn Chachma Yevanis. Otherwise, you have to learn Torah. So what's the Havamina here? The Havamina is that I was already Mekayim the mitzvah. Why? Because I know how to do every one of the mitzvot. And therefore, if my learning is for the purpose of me knowing how to do the mitzvot, I already know how to do that. I've already fulfilled my chiyuv. I've already been Mekayim everything that was upon me to learn, because I know how to do the mitzvot. Therefore, I have no need to continue learning if that's the whole purpose of my learning. And then maybe I can learn Chachma Yavanis. But that's only if the whole goal of mitzvot is that first tzad, that it's only in order to know how to do the mitzvot. But mitzad etzem a mitzvah lid motorah, you have not fulfilled that. That you got to do all day and all night. Then there's no time for the learning of Chachma Yavanis. That's what Rabbi Yishmael is answering, says the Beis Halevi. So when Am Yisrael says Nasa v'nishma, they're not saying Nishma v'nasa. Nishma v'nasa means we'll learn, and Nasa, and then we'll do the mitzvot. So, which means we will learn as much as needed, as necessary, in order to do the mitzvot. Which is also an important thing to take on. But when we say Nasa v'nishma, we're saying it's Muvan me'lav, Nasa, I'm going to have to learn how to do the Nasa, how to do the mitzvot. When I continue and say, after I said Nasa, I'm going to do Nishma, I'm going to continue to learn, here my learning is tachlit, is it's not only a means, it's also an ends in and of itself to learn Torah. That, says the Beis Halevi, is the idea also behind another Gemara. In the Darim Pei Aleph, Torah tells us, Alazvam Torati, when Am Yisrael abandoned my Torah, what does it mean? Shelo ayu mevarchim etorat chila. They didn't make a bracha on their Torah learning. So why didn't they make a bracha on their Torah learning? So he said, they had Talmidei Chacham, and he said, and this also explains why Talmidei Chachamim, the same reason of Shelo ayu mevarchim etorat chila, explains why Talmidei Chachamim didn't necessarily have children who were themselves Talmidei Chachamim. Why did this happen? Because she'ein mevarchim atorah tchila. What does that mean? So the Ran explains that Torah wasn't important enough in their eyes that they should be osik in it lishma. Of course, they learned Torah. They learned Torah in order to know how to do the mitzvot. Everybody has to know exactly what to do and how to do it. So they wanted to know what's the mitzvah, what's the gemara mitzvah, the milah, and I have to do this, and I have to, each thing, exactly how to do the mitzvah. But that was it. And for them, the knowledge, the Torah learning, was only as a means in order to know how to do the mitzvah. And therefore, they didn't feel the need for them to know it as long as somebody knew it. So their father, their neighbor, their friend, was a Talmid Chacham who knew the Kol HaTorah Kula. So that's enough for me. I don't have to learn Torah. When I have a question, I'll go ask them. What, I need to know how to put on tefillin, how to tie the lulav, how to build my sukkah. I have a question. Does this work? Does that? I drop some milk in my pot. Is it treif? Is it kosher? Okay, so now I go and ask the Rav, and he tells me, that's good enough for me. That was the problem. Their learning Torah was only based on having to know what to do and how to do it. And therefore, if somebody nearby knew it, that's enough. If nobody nearby knew it, okay, I better go learn it. There's no Talmid Chacham around, so I got to learn it, because otherwise I'm not going to know what to do. But once there are Talmidei Chacham around, I have no personal drive, personal motive for me to learn Torah, since my whole Torah learning is all about knowing what to do and how to do it. Masha ein kenim alimud hu etzem amitzvah, says the Beis Halevi. Then you would halo shayach lo marshi yesagi belimud shalachirim deachim mutal kol echad veechad. If the limud is itself the goal, if itself the mitzvah, it's not just a means to know how to keep the Torah and how to do the mitzvot, then you would never suffice to say, oh, somebody else knows it. Rather, you'd realize each and every person has their obligation to learn the Torah. So, Alkein Yan Shaloyim Avarchim HaTorah Tchila, what does that mean? They didn't bother making a record of the Torah. It wasn't personal. It wasn't about them. It wasn't the Gemara Mitzvah. Since the Gemara tells us that we only make a bracha on a Gemara Mitzvah, like Milo, that's a Gemara Menachon Membet, so to them, learning Torah wasn't a Gemara Mitzvah. It was the start of a mitzvah. You would start to learn the halachas of lulav, and then you would shake a lulav. When the Torah is itself the ends, then we make a bracha on the Torah. And they didn't make the bracha on the Torah, because for them, it wasn't enough. And therefore, the punishment was that the Torah wasn't muhzeket etzlam. It wasn't transferred from father to son, because the son didn't bother. And therefore, we have to make sure we know Torah is not just about the Sometimes people are only want to focus and only learn on the masechtot that are more practical. Oh, let me learn Hilchot Shabbos so I'll know how to keep Shabbos. That's great. I'm not denigrating it. Chas v'shalom. Everyone should learn Hilchot Shabbos. It's a wonderful masechet. You should know how to keep Shabbos. And everyone should learn the halachos of Purim and keep the halachos of Purim and halachos of Sukkah, keep the halachos of Sukkah. I'm not knocking anyone learning the halachos well in order to keep the halacha well. That's important too. But we shouldn't forget that there's also the point of Limud Torah Lishma. Limud Torah, just because we're supposed to be learning Torah. That's what the Beis Halevi says is the whole idea. As soon as Am Yisrael said Nasa Venishma, the Malachim came down, they said, wow, who gave away our secret to Am Yisrael? Whoa, what is this? Let's go tie crowns in their head. Why? Because not only were they agreeing to do the mitzvah, and of course in order to do the mitzvah they'd have to learn, we, Klal Yisrael, accepted upon ourselves to learn Torah for the sake of learning Torah, because it's Dvar Hashem, and we want to fill our time and fill our hearts and fill our minds with the Dvar Hashem. Shkayach.